Yeah, I've been here for 9 years and I've been working hard. I would say 70 to 80 hours a week, paying a lot of tax, and I've never been on benefit or I never had anything for free from this country. I actually paid a lot. And I feel kind of like, you know, stabbed in the back. I might not gonna be here for long, probably leaving soon, go back to my country, go Spain, go France, and, you know, try to create a new life again.
I think it does have a huge impact for a lot of people because there's over 100,000 people studying here that are from the EU. Mostly, relatively, there's more masters studying for master's degree than bachelor's. So you have very smart, very motivated people come in here to study at great universities because UK has great schools, great level of education and great standard. So you have all these people come in and now everybody's sort of in a very tough place because they don't know whether they should stay or not and whether they'd be able to continue their education with a loan because not a lot of people can afford that, you know, same as me.
The client we are working for at the moment is French, so I don't know how they are going to move based on these results. Maybe part of the business will go back to France, actually. I don't know. I don't think anybody really knows now. What I know is what I personally think. And actually, as I'm paid in pounds and my company, because I'm working as a contractor, is based in France and paying taxes in France, in euros, it makes less sense to me to make money in pounds, actually, now.
Definitely, if these people start to go back to their countries, this will have a massive impact in business, in the local business. And I know that people, they don't know what is going on. They don't know what is going to happen. So, for instance, me, I just emailed the consulate this morning because I'm flying back to Portugal next week. And I don't know if I need a passport because before I just needed my ID card. And now I don't know if this will be enough. Also, we don't know if we'll need some visas to work. And I think this will have an impact as well.
I think the 16 years old should have had the chance to vote instead of the 70 or 65 years old because the old generation is not going to see the damages. We are. And I'm thinking 24, I'm thinking a couple of years I'm going to have a kid or whatever. And I'm just thinking, do I want to stay here? Do I want my kid to live in this country and in this environment of, you know, racism and xenophobia and just all the bad things that go with it? Obviously, not all English people are bad because I've made the best meetings and made the best people here. But what's going to happen? Like, what are we going to do, you know? Like, I don't know. I've just been like 5 minutes just like trying to like not cry in front of customers and stuff and just being like, yeah, this is going to be fine. But it's not going to be fine. It's not. It's like, and that's how I feel. If for the first time, I don't feel welcome in this country. I feel like an outsider. Don't know why I'm here.